Welcome to the Ether. Today is Saturday, August 6th, 2022. Today on the Ether, the NFT Happy Hour, hosted by Cosmos, DeFi, and NFTs. Let's take a listen.
I started the space, the Twitter app just closed. Yeah, I know. I feel like I'm on a roll. I think like three out of maybe like the last five spaces, there were problems, but that's all right, man. I just got kicked out. I just lost a poker tournament on like the third hand. Really not happy, but I made your co-host.
Hey, what's up, Cosmos?
Hey, what's going on? And actually, we got NFT creator in the house here. So two of them. I was just going to do a quick spaces. I got some stuff coming up. I don't expect a lot of people just because it's Saturday. And all that, and not that many saw the tweet, I don't think. So basically, I've got four interviews coming next week. Five. One of them I did already. That was Cosmic Horizon. Really, really well put together team. I don't think I'll play that game, but it's definitely well thought out and it's being built, you know, I feel like in a very, very detail-oriented way. And their NFT collections are playable in the game, which is cool. Not all NFTs are playable in their games. Who's the other one that I've got? What's going on here?
You got Loop Finding too, right?
Yeah. So Loop is Monday night. So I probably won't release it till like Tuesday or Wednesday. And I've got Hopers tonight. So what I was thinking was I'll release the Hopers one Monday and like the Loop one on Wednesday and then Cosmic Horizon on Friday, Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And then what else do I got? I got Traders Monday night as well. And then I got Alpha Centurions. I'm trying to coordinate with them. So maybe I'll have those two released the following week. Although I know Traders has a mint soon. I don't know when it is. Maybe I should release that the day they're mint. I don't know. But it looks like Cosmic Horizon I'll release on Friday because it will coincide with their community call. So.
Gotcha. You're going to be busy for the next few
days. Yeah. You know what? It takes me longer to edit than to actually do the videos, which is annoying. But you know what? I can't do live streams. If you do like one or two bad live streams, you can mess up your whole channel. And there's always mistakes in the interviews. Sometimes I ask the same question like twice, just two different ways, or we get off topic and just not good for anyone when I don't edit the videos. There was like one video that I didn't have to edit, and it was Wolfman Knows the Owlies, second Owlies video, did not have to edit it.
Gotcha.
Quadorables, do you want the mic? If you're on a desktop, obviously you can't do it. But I know that you're launching an NFT collection. Is it actually on the Chihuahua chain? You could do a heart for yes. No, I don't know. Not listening. Anyway, that's an NFT collection. Chihuahua chain theme. I just don't know if it's on Wawa or not. I would imagine it's not, because I'm not even sure if Wawa has that NFT capability on their chain.
I think it's on Stargate. If you go on the website.
Okay.
If it's Stargate.
They just left. They did not like my spaces. And I feel like, you know what? There already was a Chihuahua themed NFT collection. And I know some people were able to flip them and make some money right away. And there was only like 200 of them or something, or 100.
Yeah, it was.
I feel like I miss a lot of collections coming out. I gotta be honest with you. Like the Hero NFT, I just heard about it yesterday. Is it just a PFP collection or is it something else?
I think it's a PFP collection because you saw the art, so the art looked cool.
Yeah, it's good. But
they're minting like 3 minutes. So I wasn't even able to.
Yeah,
I was playing.
It minted like 3 a.m. I went to bed at like 10. I'm like, if I wake up at 2 or 2:30 to go to the bathroom, I'll try to mint it, but whatever. I don't feel bad about missing PFP mints. I know people flip them and they make money and all that, but like Stargate Citizens was a big one. I looked at it and I was going to mint it. And I was like, why am I going to mint this? I got so many NFTs. The only NFTs that I mint are the ones that I want to use for something. So like I've got 4 DAO NFTs, right? I've got Sky Monks. I've got Owlies, Genesis Owlies. Or ONFT. I can't remember. One of those is a DAO token. I've got Colonial Cats. I think Colonial Cats is in really good position. And actually, if you minted at the Genesis Mint, you'd probably be in the same position as them. Don't you think?
Yeah. If I did mint in the beginning, yeah. Because early on when I started this project, like SkyMax, that's some of the thing I wanted to do, but thing ended up not being that way.
Yeah, Genesis Mint was a big advantage for them, and they're about to add a fifth validator, which is interesting. Yeah. So
I feel like for us, it ended up being a good thing, like slow and steady. I'm starting to understand the slow and steady aspect. Because why now? We don't have to launch another collection.
No, you don't.
To spin up a value node. So that means our holders in the future will be earning more. Because if Colonial Card, they launch another collection again. So now the rewards you should be getting will be divided between 1600.
Yes.
You know what I mean? Like one. So
yeah,
it's only going to be 800. So what that means? Because the way I'm thinking of doing it is like 1 hour we're in Stargate. We'll be staying on Stargate for a little bit, maybe 2 or 2 months. We'll be providing value to the Stargate chain. So 1 hour we're working into building an analytic tool for Stargate, right? So, you know, I feel like slow study is good because by providing value to the Stargate chain, right, when we're ready to launch another network, people will be more likely to delegate to us because we're actually going to provide a value.
Right. No, definitely. I like that dashboard that you showed me. You let me preview it. And I know you guys are working on that. I think that's valuable. I saw Rebel DAO is making something. I don't think it's similar, but it's like just a tool that can be used for NFT wallet, you know, portfolio.
Yeah.
Those things are valuable. And with all the NFT collections minting, the way that I look at them is this: either they fit into two categories, either it's like a PFP collectible or just standalone art NFT. That's one category. And then the other category is everything else. Is it a DAO token? Is it DeFi? Is it gaming? Is it entertainment? Something. So to have some tooling that's being provided by the creators to attract attention to the NFT collection or to the DAO, I think is valuable. Even if it's one tool that, you know, is only specific for one task, I think it's still valuable.
Yeah, because you provide in the value app, so that's
cool. Eventually you're going to open your Kepler wallet and all the tools that you use will automatically turn on. Right. I think that's eventually there'll be some integration with websites, the wallet and the blockchain. And I think eventually you're not going to have to go to different websites. It will just come up in the wallet, whether it's Kepler wallet or maybe a year or two from now, there's a better one. But we'll see. Anyway, Wadorables, you want to talk about your collection?
Sure thing, man. I'm driving right now. So
no problem. You can make it quick. No problem.
Perfect. We're Wadorables, Wawa inspired NFT. We're trying to do whatever we can to let people know about the meme coin Chihuahua, its utility. But the end goal is to attract more cosmonauts, more tech savvy and not tech savvy into the blockchain, into the IBC world. We're launching this collection just as a first, a first of many things we have planned. But this is basically a launch just to see how the community can get together for a common goal. In the end, what we all want is just to to have a more strong community, to have more support for these amazing developments going on in the Cosmo universe. So what we're trying to do is just tell everybody about it, you know? I believe there's a lot of value in content. I'm a content creator myself. I'm a producer. I'm an animator, designer. And what I really want to do is just leverage NFTs in a way that can serve either the community members or the projects or both, ideally.
Are you able to leverage those? Are you able to leverage those skills that you already have into developing the NFT project further or something that's related to this NFT collection?
Yes, exactly. Cool. What we want to do is see where we can take these projects. As you said, something that starts a PFP collection could become a whole universe in and of itself.
Oh, yeah.
Something that has utility, something that can make a significant impact in any project or in any industry. So yeah, most of the ideas that we're a couple of animators, creators, marketers, and advertisers that are trying to see in what way we can take that knowledge that we've acquired in the marketing business and throw it out there to the decentralized world, you know, because we believe that's the future. We believe that's where we're headed, that's what we're trying to figure out. Ooh. There's a lot of plan that are for instance.
Oh, I lost him.
Wait, what happened?
I just lost him for a second. Sorry about that. About 10, 15 seconds.
Yeah, I think I got a call. There's a couple of projects that we're thinking, but at the end is cool stuff, trying to do cool stuff for the community and for the projects.
I think your skill set's probably lacking in the space. I feel like animators could just kind of put a creative spin on a lot of these NFT collections. I mean, I know Knott's does comics. I didn't look at any of the comics yet. I don't know what they're about, but they love doing them. I mean, an animator to get in there and take a collection and do really short, even 15, 30 second animations. And you could probably NFT those. Do work with Omniflix or something. I feel like that skill is definitely lacking. And the creativity also is probably lacking, I would say, overall. And you guys might be able to bring that to the table. So what chain is the collection going to mint on? Is it Stargaze? I missed that part. I don't know if you said the collection, but I think we need animators, marketers, people that are a little bit better at getting the word out there in a way that a regular person can connect with. Maybe it maybe a Sky Monks animated series. What do you think about that?
Yeah, that would be dope. Like more kind of like a comic series, animated. Where one thing I was thinking with Sky Monk is instead of having like the team, our team to write the story, what if we could have the Sky Monk or the write the story about the character? So because one hour for the first collection we have six characters. So if you own a Sky Monk, you could be able to write a story about the NFT you have, like write the origin story. And at the end of the day, when we're done, we can choose which one of those story to incorporate in the comic and kind of like choose maybe kind of like have different story. You can migrate them together or something like that. That would be great.
Yeah. I mean, even like if I was to do a couple like tutorial videos that can get animated, you know?
Yeah. Something that I really wanted to comment on is that like this initiative, like Wardorables, what it aims to do is just to fund the first series of educational content produced by us, by the collective, especially specifically for this project. But we want to extend like that reach to other projects in the Cosmo universe that we really believe in. Cosmos itself, Akash. Well, Akash have like all these like marketing juggernauts behind doing amazing content, but we want to focus like on doing content relatable for people that can be useful, you know. So yeah, this is a way for us to fund this investment of time, talent, and the people that we have to like get on the team to build this stuff. But at the end of the day, it's for the chain itself, for the projects themselves, because that's what we want to see. We want to see them bloom. We want to see and hopefully see more people in tune with these visions that are like there out there with these projects. So yeah, man, that's what we're thinking, like getting all these skill sets and just as an initial like effort, we just want to see like how it goes and see like work from them to see where we can take it. We have like collections, like another Wawa collection in mind that has like a cool lore, and we're thinking of doing, yeah, like you were saying, Jacob like has like origin story, has like a prologue that people can see as with entertainment value, but also like that ties into all these like Cosmos related projects as themselves. So yeah, man, we're excited to just see where this takes us, and yeah, get the ball rolling.
That's cool, man. No, I'm looking at the your website and the IBC NFT website where you guys do have a page. I feel like the more info you put out there, the better, because in general, so many mints on Stargaze and it's hard to separate yourself. But if you could kind of convey the idea that, hey, we're minting this, we're going to fund, you know, some type of production in the future that's going to leverage these other skills, I think that would be definitely useful, and you might attract some more people to your project. Just like I said, it gets kind of congested on Stargaze, I feel like, sometimes, especially the last 3 to 4 weeks, and probably the next month or so, everyone's distracted as it is with the summertime in, you know, a lot of the key parts of the world. So
totally, man. What we're trying to do is just start off like with the more fun side, you know, like getting our name out there, like trying to get into spaces, and little by little, like let people know about the project. Just as you said, definitely we want to like throw more information out there about utility, about the vision, about, you know, why we're doing what we're doing.
Cool. And, you know, I don't know if you've done it already, but it might be a good idea for you to jump on the Thursday evening, the Knots weekly spaces. they usually get a good turnout. They do giveaways, so it gets a lot of people to listen. And if you guys have any, as it gets closer, if you want to do giveaways, you could reach out to them or just reach out to me. If you like, I don't mind doing a giveaway for a project that's actually trying to build something.
Definitely. I think we spoke like briefly on the chat with Knots, but last Thursday I had it like all set up, but something personal came up and I couldn't like get into live. But yeah, I told them like the next step, like we'll be ready. We'll message them to see if we can get on it and speak about the project.
Cool. Yeah, no, that'll be good. They get a lot of people to listen. And my spaces haven't been like a regular set day and time. So not many people have been on my spaces. More people listen after the fact than actually attend usually. And actually that's probably what's going to happen today, because there's only five of you guys, but it's all right.
good. Anyways, man, like thanks for the space. Thanks for the time. I gotta jump out now.
Yeah, no problem.
But I really appreciate what you do, man. I really appreciate like what content creators do. Like even as you said, man, like editing is like you do it for passion, man, because there's nothing more, you know, like something that it's so repeatable, so monotonous that sometimes gets kind of crazy. But yeah, man, you do it because you know you're serving first. You're serving a fan base that really wants that content. So, man, yeah, really appreciate what you do, and thanks.
Yeah, no problem, man. And good luck with it. And then reach out to me as it gets closer to the mint. We could do some kind of, you know, whatever, whitelist giveaway or whatever, NFT giveaway as it gets closer. And I would like to see some, like, maybe some concept or sample of animations that you guys have done. I think that would get a lot of attention, to be honest with you.
Perfect. Will do, man.
Take it easy.
Take care.
Anybody else want the mic, just let me know and I could hand it over. I'm still kind of pissed that I got knocked out of this poker tournament in like 5 minutes, but it was you know, just how it goes in poker tournaments. Jacob's saying he can't hear anything. Can you guys do a reaction if you could hear? I mean, this started off with technical difficulties. So I wouldn't. Oh, cool. All right. I wouldn't be surprised if it's going to be throughout, because I felt like the other guy speaking was in and out as well. So, Jacob, did you get a Maneki? Jacob told me he can't hear. That's got to be his phone. Oh, some info. There's only a couple of you guys here, but on JunoSwap, there is a token called Punk, and it's got like a pixelated PFP, like a punk as the logo. I was in the Stargaze Punks Discord. They said that has nothing to do with them, so just be aware of that. I guess I don't know what it has to do with. I couldn't find any info. Anything you guys would want to know when I interview Hopers and Loop Finance in the coming days, you can feel free to grab the mic and let me know what you guys would want me to ask them when I get to talk to them.
Wait, Casual DeFi, were you talking the whole time?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. Two days, stupid.
Not good.
Yeah.
Not good.
I couldn't hear nothing.
Well, what about you? What are you curious about anything they're building over there with Hopers or Loop as far as NFT platforms? Though?
Yeah, so as for Loop Finance, the next collection is launching on Loop. And as And Opera is a nice platform. They had to build everything from scratch, and also they, I feel like having different NFT platforms is not a bad thing. But I'm a big fan of Loop. I just beta test the platform. It's so smooth. The UI is like top notch. It's gonna be amazing.
Oh, cool. I haven't bought any NFTs on Juno yet. I did get to talk to those guys last week. We did like a quick meeting, like 20 minutes. And it sounds like they're kind of focused on vetting the projects that launch. So that they're permissioned. And they don't let anyone mint just because they want to mint. They collect some information they go back and look at the socials and make sure that the social media has some, you know, legitimacy to it. So, I mean, that's good. I would really like Stargaze to have a very clear permissioned launch pad and then, you know, a permissionless launch pad so that people that are minting actually know the difference. Or at least for me, I would like to see that.
Gotcha, yeah. Because with Fruit Finance, I had to do like an interview with the lead developer.
Yeah.
She's cool. We talked for like 1 hour and a half. I was like explaining everything. One thing we've been trying to do is staking NFTs. They have a thing on the platform where you'll be able to stake the NFT and token from the NFT. So you might be able to do Juno, Loop Finding. So the first NFT launching on the platform, I think it's Trado. You see, you're talking with them. So you'll be able to stake their NFT and Loop. And yeah, so that's a cool way. And also, if you want to do IDO, you can, instead of getting a token, you can get an NFT that vetted for me. Let's say you do an IDO, you want to vet the NFT for 6 months. You can give the holders the NFTs. And each month, each day, the holders take the NFT, they receive the token for a period of time.
Got it.
Yeah, so they're doing some cool thing. One thing I'm excited about them is the UI. I'm telling you, the UI, it's amazing. You should go check it out.
I'm meeting with Loop on Monday. Actually, now that I realized I'm not actually recording anything with them on Monday, I'm just going to do like 15 minutes, 20 minutes, tell me what the platform is about, and then maybe by the end of the week, I can do a recorded interview with them. I'm kind of interested in the platforms because at some point you have to kind of ask the question, like, why would you want to build a platform from scratch on a chain where almost nobody even knows there's NFTs there? You know, so there must be a reason why they're building on Juno or even on Stargaze. You know, it's interesting.
Yeah. Today, they have like a beta testing one going on right now, so I think 150 people, I think, to test the NFT. So I was wondering, I minted like a one NFT. It was smooth, not gonna lie. But we have women from Cosmos in the building.
Oh yeah, I see. I checked. She did you see the poster that she had printed with all of her PFPs?
Yeah, it look amazing. Yeah. Yeah, and just Alpha, Maria might be working with us on the next collection for 2101. So,
oh yeah,
still. So just Alpha. But
wait, who won the Women from Cosmos NFT? As a result of the Maneki mint, did they announce that yet? Wasn't he giving away two? No,
they already announced it. Let me see. I think he posted about it. Let me check.
Damn it. That's the only.
You wanted to win it.
I'm gonna tell them that's the only reason why I bought this stupid cat. I wanted to try to win the Women from Cosmos. That's not true. Actually, I'm interested in Raccoon Supply. I made a video about using Raccoon.bet, the dungeon thing they have there, like that real degenerate gambling app they have.
Yeah, the I haven't checked Raccoon yet, but I might check it in the future. But yeah, did you buy any of the NFTs yet?
No, I was looking at them the other day. They were like $200, then like today they're $300. So I don't know, man. I bought some of the fungible tokens. I just bought like 200 of them and I staked it. I don't even remember how much they cost. I don't know. They were maybe like 50 cents each. I don't even know. I didn't even look at the price, to be honest with you. I just was like researching and looking at their white paper. I'm like, oh, let me buy this token, see how the staking works. And, you know, they have their DAO set up on DAO. And there's a few proposals. I haven't read any of them. It's really hard to follow all these DAOs, to be honest with you.
Yeah, the engagement. Because the thing is, there's so many DAOs. It's hard to keep up. That's what I'm thinking in the future. There should be an app for that DAO, so you could be able to go to the DAO and enter a DAO, you know, so in your phone, there might be a section for different DAOs. So alt, if you can alt, you only will be able to see alt DAO. So the finance, something like that.
That, or maybe you just see the DAOs that you are members of,
yeah,
right?
So you're a member also. And also in the app, there's a way the DAO owner or the DAO, I don't know, the community can post video, you know what I mean? Or maybe a video update of the DAO. So you don't have to always read everything. You could just, the DAO could just have a video, so you could get it to the video access.
Yeah.
There's a lot of things I want to build. It's kind of like, it's either time or I'm not a developer. It's like, I'm doing everything step by step, slowly. So many things.
I think the other thing is what they need is there needs to be a place to deposit like weekly or maybe bi-weekly summaries of announcements and anything that happens in Discord so that people don't need to go in Discord all the time. I think the Discord's great when it's a bull market and everyone's excited about the prices of all the tokens. But you know, I've been in a lot of Discords for like maybe like a year, and they're slowly going silent. And you know, it's you can't be based completely out of Discord. I think Twitter Spaces is way better than Discord. Like you could literally start a project, even a DAO, and say, look, every week we're going to have two Twitter Spaces. One is going to be run by the team. One's going to be run by community members. We have a website. We have our official Twitter, and we have a YouTube channel, and that's it. You don't need to be in Discord. If we're going to vote for something, I guess they have to use DAO, or they could use Discord just for voting. Discord's not bad for that, but people can't be joining 50 Discords. It's just not happening.
Yeah, that's what I would love to see, the DAO app, so people can't be just on their phone, voting from your phone, you know, something like that. That would be. Oh, we got a woman from.
How's it going, Marie?
Hey guys, how are you? I just wanted to jump in to say hi. I don't know if you're listening to me. I'm driving, so don't do this. But just wanted to say hi to everyone. I've heard Jacob that already said something about the one-on-one art of your next collection.
Yeah, so I'm excited for that. I can't wait to see what you're going to do. So I'm, you know, excited how I am.
Gosh, I'm so busy this month, like seriously, but I'm so excited. I'm always, you know, trying to do everything I can possible. But just I want to say that seriously, I would love to, you know, just skip Discord because I don't know you guys, but I don't like it. Like,
it's tough because it's too much. If you don't monitor it every day, you fall behind and then you just give up after when too much time passes. I think if there was like a way to just make, you know, the announcements, you know, you could do announcements in Discord and people can find them easily. But it's hard to go back and look at previous conversations. And it's the same for Twitter. Twitter's good for like whatever's happening that day. Right. But in like a week, no one goes back and looks at someone's tweets from a week ago. It's almost impossible. You have to go through hundreds of tweets.
Yeah, true. The way I'm thinking it should be, it's kind of like there need to be a way where someone don't have to be active in a DAO, but still inform about the DAO. You know what I mean? Because some people cannot go on Discord all day and be like, oh, let me chat with everybody and figure what's happening. But if the DAO is providing a value for the DAO owner, like the community, the person part of the DAO should be able to know what's going on, even if it's not active. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, it's true, and it's the same with a proof of stake chain is basically a DAO, right? People are voting, but sometimes you miss the votes, but your validator is voting for you. If you pick a validator that usually you agree with their takes on the different proposals, you don't have to worry about. You know, you don't really have to worry about, I don't vote on every proposal. I got multiple wallets too. I got four wallets. I'm not voting on everything. Some of the things I don't even care. I don't really care. Like it's tough because you have to almost like pretend you care about every proposal, but you can't. A lot of the proposals are either too confusing or just not, they don't seem like that big of a deal.
Yeah, actually, I want to take this opportunity because I'm seeing Dunk over there. Where I can find the proposal on the Maneki Discord, because I've trying to, you know, scroll, but I lost myself between the 100, you know, conversation.
I didn't see any proposal yet.
Yo, the proposal are on Commonwealth. So they're not doing the proposal on Discord, but instead of on Commonwealth. So you have to, you know what I'm talking about? Maria, Commonwealth, where you discuss all the proposal and stuff like that. Let me see if I can find it.
Yes, I will need to find at least the link and go there. I need to play around that also, because I think to be able to verify your collection in Stargaze, now I need to prepare, you know, some kind of a post there also. I don't know if you heard about it.
Oh yeah, that's the new V2 going on. But I think the way that's a good, do you know, I read the thing on Commonwealth about the next update. So the verification, what's that gonna entail? Do you know, Maria?
Yes,
like,
I read that, but I don't remember what exactly I need to do it, or maybe they will advise us like, okay guys, now you can do it. I don't know. Sorry if I'm slowly replying, but I'm trying, you know, not to die.
No, yeah. Don't worry about it. Did you read it, Cosmos DeFi?
No, I actually, the last 2 days I've been not paying that much attention. So I'll probably like late tonight go through, you know, I check the Atlas DAO Discord. I'll check IBC Gang. I check Colonial Cats, right? Gata DAO, and maybe like one or two others, and just try to catch up. But I'm seeing now they the proposal is about spot trading.
Talking about IBC Gang, yeah, that one is about spot trading. Yeah.
Got it.
A community member request for that.
You guys mind if I end this now? This spaces. I have to get ready because I'm going to meet with Hopers. Unless you guys want to keep it going, I don't know how to pass it off to somebody else.
No, it's fine. You're good.
Usually later tonight there'll be someone else running another spaces. I'll probably jump on that and talk a little bit more.
Yeah, I might start one soon too, but not maybe later. Later tonight.
And I kind of already have the interview planned out. It should go smooth because they're pretty good. They're like, they have a good attention to detail, and you know, they have their NFT collection, which I think is confusing that it's related to the platform, and I kind of want to get into that more so than the platform itself, because the platform's just a beta, right? It's just there's a lot more coming, it seems. But anyway, I'll end this one. I'm happy that you guys jumped in. Rusty, I'm sure I'll talk to you later. And Maria, be careful driving. I'll schedule another one of these during the week for sure, and I'll make sure it doesn't interfere with anyone else's spaces, like sometimes that happens. Anyway, take it easy. Have a good Saturday, and talk to you guys later.
Thanks for checking out another episode of The Ether. That was the NFT Happy Hour, hosted by Cosmos, DeFi, and NFTs, recorded on Saturday, August 6th, 2022. For TerraSpaces.org, I'm Finn. Thanks for listening. They say rapping is the gateway, bringing home great pay, checking that replay. Sing along and we say nobody gives a fuck around my way. I make about $3 for every 1,000 plays, so add it up and do the math on that. Financially speaking, why the fuck would anybody wanna rap? But in this reality, the money comes from doing shows. But then where's the money go when you can't do the shows? I guess you could rap on Cameo. I've been asking all my friends if I can rap on the patio. 6 feet, motherfucker, step the fuck back. Doing a little magic, pulling rabbits out the rucksack. Not everybody's always in it for the money. Looking like another crooked Sunday, and I'm working Monday. So you know I ain't stressing, left debating great methods. Amazed to play Inception, the bass stay blessed. See, even with these huge sums of overall royalties, the sums of money that go to the record label per playback can seem insultingly small. Many rights holders are making around 3/4 of a cent each time someone listens to one of their tracks, leaving only some
how to turn a profit, their future will always be in question. But for now, investors see enough potential to continue to fund pennies.
Another day, another lesson, living in the eighth dimension. Might be worth a little mention, living in the Great Depression. Got a real regal feel, reeling in another sucker fish. Out to make a deal, just to make a motherfucker wish. Aw, shit, now you only got two left. You know what I wish? We didn't have any loose ends. You know what I miss? Listening to excuses. Now we're on the fence like we forgot how to choose. That's what happens when people don't know what's true. In the dark, eating bullshit up like a mushroom. In the lunchroom, just trying to laugh it off. Meanwhile, foaming at the mouth like a rabid dog. Like a fake mating call at the zoo. It's looking like the view is getting disappointed too. I'm working on the new shit, trying to produce it. It's what I'm willing to go through when I'm making my music.
Spaces.